pages 9 to 10. Paper 1. Written reception, 60 points. Hitting the right note. Whenever we hear the word music, what usually comes to mind is live concerts, parties, and playlists. However, music is not just about having fun. Whether by choice or not, people are surrounded by music almost everywhere they go. The effect music has on us has been the topic of numerous research studies, whose findings have led to the use of music in several fields, such as advertising, medicine, and education, to name just a few. Malls, waiting rooms, clinics, offices, and schools are just a few examples of places where music serves a variety of purposes. One study conducted in Australia researched the correlation between a subjective feeling of well-being, SWB, and listening to music, as well as taking part in music-related activities on a regular basis. The researchers, who questioned 1,000 participants regarding their satisfaction with the life they led, found a clear connection between the two. Participants who habitually danced to music or attended musical events reported a higher SWB than those who did not. It comes as no surprise, then, that advertisers who want viewers to connect positive feelings to the products they are trying to promote incorporate music in their commercials. Music can also be used to relieve discomfort or pain. One factor involved in the level of pain people experience is the fear of an upcoming procedure. Another is the pain resulting from the treatment itself. Music can be used to distract patients from what they are physically undergoing because it causes them to focus on what they hear. However, music is used not only for short-term medical procedures, but also as a way of coping with long-term pain. Patients who suffer from chronic diseases are in danger of the side effects of strong painkillers taken over a long period of time. Incorporating music into their treatment can help reduce pain without any unwanted side effects. Another positive effect of music can be seen in education. For example, at a San Diego high school, music has proved to be beneficial when combined with the materials being taught. Tanya Berman, a chemistry teacher at this school, uses rap music to help her students memorize chemistry concepts. She reported that incorporating music resulted not only in uplifting the students' mood, but also in improving their academic performance. Another example of how music can be used at school is incorporating songs when teaching a foreign language. Listening to or singing songs can help enrich students' vocabulary and grammar. It is clear that music plays a much more significant role in our lives than just being a form of entertainment. It is a unique language that speaks to young and old alike, affecting people in many different ways.